I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Just when it seems like things were settling down in the Philippines, conflict between government soldiers and terrorist groups reignited. Yesterday, the Philippine Army launched an airstrike in the southern city of Mawarey to flush out the remaining terrorists, and there's no telling what'll happen next. Thousands have fled the region, but according to Asian Access's Philippines director Herman Moldez, believers are continuing to share the gospel. But the government tactics have caused disagreement. He says believers need to work together and practice discernment.
So what we need to pray for is more unity among us, and that we will be more discerning in terms of trying to understand the situation. You know, there are many things being posted in the social media. That requires a lot of discernment.
And finally, we've been talking these last couple of days about the jail outreach by Forgotten Man Ministries and Set Free Ministries. His final story is about one woman who found true joy in Christ as she set her painful past aside. Sarah Heaton, a Forgotten Man, explains.
When she first came in, she said she was depressed, bitter, angry, selfish, felt abandoned and worthless, and she was so bound up by Satan that she felt that she had no hope.
So they began helping her walk through the lies that she'd accepted and replacing those with truth from God's word. And slowly, she was being transformed.
Her face just lit up. One of the teachers nicknamed her the glow bug because she radiated for the Lord. Her face just shone with God's love.
You can find the rest of her story, as well as ways to get involved with this ministry, at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.